I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Ecuadorians are still living in temporary shelters because of the worst flooding in 25 years. Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says their team's helping the survivors in rural areas because floods are likely to last through next month. Because the aid they provide is through the churches, they empower them to be the hands and feet of Christ. And North Korea's human rights violations are great. 200,000 North Koreans are being held in torture camps. Sunday, April 27th, is the International Day of Prayer for North Korea. The World Evangelical Alliance is asking believers to pray that God will save this nation. North Korean Christians have routinely suffered torture and execution for their faith. They're widely regarded as the most persecuted believers in the world. Pray for physical needs and those who have yet to hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can find podcasts and other free stuff at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.